Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. The final day. Well, actually, election day. The campaign has run its course. Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Election day in America. And Donald Trump last night gave his final rally was last night. Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm not so sure what's grand about Grand Rapids, Michigan. But anyhow, we're going to find out. Now, I have the articles that I plan to go over today. Before I do, I want to say that for the last 6-7 years, roughly, I have been discussing Donald Trump, the prophecy of Donald Trump in the book of Revelation, Christ's vision to John, the apostle who documented Donald Trump in a riddle. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, it's a riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. And Donald Trump is number seven. Verse 10, there are seven, I'm going to paraphrase it. There are seven presidents, the final seven presidents of America. Five are fallen. One is. The one who is number six. The previous five, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton is number four, George Bush Jr. is number five. The sixth president is Barack Obama. Five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come. And the one who was to come was Donald Trump. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. He actually did win the last election in 2020, but he was not allowed to be placed in office because it's right here in Revelation 17, verse 10. When he comes, he must continue a short space. So he's been robbed. Donald Trump. He gave his final rally last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That was it. Donald Trump now is going to be relieved of further responsibility as a civil servant in the United States. God is going to release him from his duties. And with the release of Donald Trump from being a civil servant and doing what he could to protect the American people, those that hate him, those that despise him, those that don't like him because of his personality, they think he's arrogant. He's not arrogant. He's confident. He's gifted. He is also noble. He was an honorable man, an honorable president. He didn't further the plans of the New World Order. He's not a devil worshiper. He did everything possible to hinder, halt, thwart the plans of the globalists in America, using the globalists across the ocean in Europe and elsewhere. He's an honorable man, and he was put in place and allowed to be president by the hand of God. He's number seven. He's the seventh king, the seventh president of the United States of America, the last one of the final seven presidents. Joe Biden is not listed in this group of seven. Joe Biden is an imposter. He did not win legally, lawfully. His whole administration was a sham, including Kamala Harris. And now God is going to relieve Donald Trump of his civic duties to the people of the United States of America and the individual who was doing what was possible, all that he could do, what he could possibly do to protect the nations of the world from America's continued hegemonic objectives. He's going to be relieved of duty. Those that are rhino Republicans, those that, again, they hate Donald Trump because he didn't maybe do what they felt he should have done, that despise him, that, the vitriol against him by Republicans, conservatives. Now, it's, you might say, the enemies of Trump is understandable why they hate him, why the Clintons, the Bushes, Obama, even George Jr. and Carter, I think Carter, because he's a globalist, he wasn't too happy with Donald Trump's objectives. But now the United States is going to get an individual, number eight, who is of the seven. There are seven final presidents, five fallen, one is yet to come. Donald Trump is here, now he's finishing. And he that comes, number eight, or number seven, must continue a short space. And the beast that is coming and is not, even he is the eighth, is of the seven, and he goes to perdition. I'll be back to continue The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Election Day 2024, the final election, presidential election in the United States.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Join me for my new radio show on Monday, November 11th at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Talk over the music if it's playing. If it isn't playing, hopefully it's not. The American people are going to get what they want. You don't want a king. You don't want a president that will help the country. You despise him. And I'm on his behalf. And on behalf of what the Bible says, the seventh king, Donald J. Trump, the individual, the only king that was not part of the globalist world, not a globalist. And he not only his enemies were not only the enemies in the other political party, but even in the Republican Party, which he really wasn't a Republican, the rhinos, and even some of the conservatives, and those that didn't like his policies, and China, and the European nations, NATO nations, he made them ante up their military budgets for NATO, China, the restrictions on imports with China getting a free ride, and the Clinton machine, the Rockefeller machine, the Bill and Hillary, John D. Rockefeller, Nelson and David Rockefeller, that whole machine, despised him. Obama, the same. So these are the enemies without, and then he had enemies within. He was infiltrated. He had dopey Sessions. Jeff Sessions dopey. And then you had Judas Iscariot Pence. Then you had all the Nazis like Robert Mueller and the Brennan. All these individuals, but still, why did he accomplish what he was able to accomplish? Because God was with him. The Lord Jesus gave John a vision about the final seven presidents of the United States of America. And there would be seven final presidents in place of authority, but there would be eight administrations. There is one more administration to come. The final administration in the United States of America. And one of the seven individuals that I mentioned, excluding Joe Biden, is going to resume power. And when he resumes power, then all those who hate Trump and hated Trump, despised Trump, laughed at him, cursed him, now your fear is going to come. Schwab, all these people despise him. But God is going to now release him from his obligations to help the American people. He's not going to win the election, or he's not going to be installed in power again. Kamala will not be installed in power again. The riddle in Revelation 17:10 makes it clear it won't be a woman. It will be one of the seven people I mentioned, beginning with, again, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is exiting the stage. The only one that can replace him, according to the riddle and the prophecy, is Barack Obama. That's his Muslim name. Barry Satoru, his Christian name. So this is the final presidential election in the United States of America. This is it. This is the final one. This is the last administration. This is the last presidential election season in America's history. When Barack Obama returns, he will be in power until America is destroyed. And the individual, according to Revelation 17, the individual that will, the king, or the beast that will destroy the United States, will be Barack Obama. That'll be about 8 years from now. 8 years, 2032. 2032, late summer. The United States, fire from heaven. Totally destroyed in 1 hour. I'm telling you this because this is your future. This is our future. This is what is coming. We cannot change it. The wicked are about to take complete control of the United States of America. They're going to have to wait a little bit longer to be completely dominant, but the time will come, just like Adolf Hitler had to wait for the right time. And then once the war began, World War II, then they will own this country without any hindrance. There will be no constitution. There will be no laws to stop them. So this is the final election. And, you know, I'm trying to think of an example with electricity. You can see the wires, bare wires. You don't know if there's power going through the wires, and you're tempted to maybe touch a bare wire. It's better not to. And the people of this country, in the deepest part of the deep state, deepest part of the shadow government, those in the far back, in the darkness, in that shadow government, they are devil worshipers. The American people still are buffaloed, buffooned. They don't believe there is a devil. But in this deep state, at the deepest levels, there is very powerful witchcraft. America's future is greater occult activity in this country. And that occult, now the attack has been on Donald Trump. And the reason is because Donald Trump is a Christian. He is not in name. He is a believer in Jesus Christ. He does believe in the Lord. He is a born again Christian. And Satan cannot allow that in government. Jimmy Carter, first thing he did, oh, he's a Christian, all right. First thing he did when he took office, any Christian in his administration down, I think, to the fourth or fifth level was dismissed and removed out of government employment. He didn't want them around him. He didn't want them in position. Donald Trump, the occult world, they have tried for 8 years now. The attack has been an eight-year-long onslaught. Well, now God is going to relieve him of his duties. Will it be through, the election? Will it be the rigging? Will the rigging, what happened 4 years ago, happen again tonight? Trump ahead massively with electoral college and everything, and then we go to bed and we wake up and Kamala's the president? Kamala is in for a big surprise. Barack Obama is not going to let her rule this country. He doesn't care for what Kamala wants. He uses women as he desires and as it pleases him in the political world, in politics. But he doesn't care what women want. The women who are women's libbers in this country, guess what? Barry Satoro is not going to listen to you. The women's lib movement in America is over. The best thing that could have happened for the women libbers, or for the women's liberation movement in this country, would have been Donald Trump. But it's too late. It's too late. Donald Trump is exiting, and God is relieving him. God places kings in power, and God removes kings from power. George Bush was going to get, George Bush Sr. was going to get a second term. But God had a plan and removed George Bush Sr. from power, and he wept the night that he lost the election because he was sure he was going to win. But no, God had another plan. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was the plan for that 8 years, because Bill Clinton, one of the things Bill had to do is mislead Russia into believing that Bill would never put nukes, or he would not expand NATO in Europe, in Eastern Europe. And Boris Yeltsin was the individual that was deceived. But at Boris Yeltsin's, at the end of his term in 1999, actually was not the end of his term, but he decided to retire. On the first day of this century, a new president of Russia took the position in Russia, Vladimir Putin. George Bush had to be replaced by one of the seven kings, number four, Bill Clinton. And now Donald Trump, his replacement will be the sixth king, Barack Obama. And I'm speaking mainly to the Christian audience, who you might understand these things. But Christians, says that the children of the children of the world have more wisdom than the children of light. They're going to listen to what I'm saying. The Christian people get too tangled in their theology. Donald Trump is leaving the stage.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Most of the American people don't realize the gravity of this election. They think it's just another election and they're rooting for their candidate. They don't realize the implications of a Kamala presidency, which it won't, there won't be, or a Trump presidency, which there will not be. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The Christian people, no concerns, no worries, because they're going to be raptured. They're going to be taken out of hardship. Big surprise, there's no rapture, not until after a seven-year period of hardship on the earth like never before, especially the last 3.5 years. Today, internationally, I guarantee you, it's nighttime already in Russia and in China. Israel's ending its day. But these leaders of the world, they are having a late breakfast because they know the gravity of what this election in the land of the plumed serpent means to the world, to them, to their nations. If Kamala wins, the war in Ukraine will escalate. There will be more money, more weapons, a greater push to bring in other nations into NATO, because this invisible ruling power in this country, they must destroy Russia. If Kamala wins, Israel, most likely the arms and the financial support going to Israel is going to be restricted. There are going to be restrictions placed on Israel. Give back land. Give back power. Stop killing enemies. Not murdering, killing them. Because that's what they do. They come to murder. So Israel must protect itself. Must kill these individuals. There were 100 targets over the last 2 days in Lebanon. And they were very successful. Israel destroyed or eliminated more of the commanders. In the African nations, a Kamala victory means more American sanctions on their countries. A Kamala victory means more sanctions to the nations in the northern part of South America and the Central America. A Trump victory means that Israel will continue to be supported financially and with military and intelligence, with weaponry, intelligence. Ukraine, there will be a restriction of funds going to Ukraine, to NATO nations that will assist Ukraine. They're not going to sleep tonight. These presidents and leaders of the world, the prime ministers in Europe, in England, these royals that hate God, that want the Greek churches, whether they be Ukrainian Orthodox or Russian Orthodox or Greek Orthodox, they don't care. They want the Greek Orthodox influence of Christianity to be destroyed. A Trump win, a Trump victory, means that Israel will be helped, continue to be helped. There will be less sanctions of nations for the corporations like BlackRock. There will be restrictions, but to benefit people, not to hurt people. And right now the American people are psychologically exhausted. They want this to be over. Some don't even care who's going to win. No, you have to stay engaged. If you're in a river in the rapids and you're not in a boat, you have to stay engaged. You want to go down feet first because you don't know what's coming at you. If you're going to hit a rock, you want to hit it with your feet, not your head. The American people now are going to be more engaged than they've ever been because they're going to witness things and experience things that we could never as a nation have imagined. Less freedom of speech, less freedom to travel, less freedom. Everything's going to become more expensive. The government now, the machine, is going to begin to grind. And what's it going to grind? Your bank accounts are going to be number one. This election here in Colorado, these money grubbers, these school systems, they need more money to continue to uneducate the children, and the hospitals and the medical profession needs more money. The people that have a grasp of what's happening are the elderly. And then, to some degree, their children, but their grandchildren, they don't have a clue. They don't know what the issues are. They don't know how to vote. They don't want to vote. Why? They have TikTok. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Election Day, 2024, November 5th.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education. Offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Thank you.
And what is in the air, in my view, is a transition like America as we've witnessed a lot of transitions, but a change that is going to be unimaginable. It's unimaginable that Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris will not be seated in the Oval Office and sworn in. What's in the air is a new plan by the globalists in this country. A completely new plan, a shift. Assuming Kamala, let's take a scenario. Let's say that she does win. What she can do is, I don't know, replace Vance with Barack Obama. I don't know. Too many different scenarios, but I trust what Christ told John the Apostle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. I believe what God said is going to happen. Number 6, Barry Satoru, will be number 8, the final president of the United States of America. I do believe that is the correct interpretation of that verse and verses surrounding before and after, how that is going to occur. Now that I can't tell you. It's going to be unlawful. It will violate every law in the Constitution. It will be in power, whether that means the military, deep state intelligence agencies, assassination of Kamala Harris. Trump, he's being relieved of duties. A civil servant being relieved of his duties, what he's been asked to do by God. I think Donald now should take his wife, his children. They're not going to be safe in this country. If they leave things alone, possibly. But I would say move back to Europe. And there's going to be great disappointment. I realize that there are going to be those who are going to be, who just hate Trump so much, they would prefer Barry Satoru come and rule. They hate Trump that much. I remember an individual in the family during the time of the 2008 election. Staunch Republican forever. But they voted for Barry Satoru because they hated John McCain. The hatred of John McCain was so great, they voted for Barry Satoru. And the hatred of Donald Trump is so great, these people will gladly accept a Harris win, saying, good, good. That's what Donald gets, good. Problem is, it's not going to be Kamala. It's going to be Barry Satoru. And then the people who have any common sense at all will realize that the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, was God warning the people of the United States of America what was coming. And now that riddle is about to be fulfilled. The seventh king has come, the eighth king is coming, and when that eighth king resumes power illegally, unlawfully through calamity, through using the military, through revolt. Not sure. It's not going to be acceptable, but he's going to take power, most likely using the military. And when he takes power once again as the final president of this land, the riddle of that verse 10 is now fulfilled. Then there are more prophecies about that individual that are now will begin to move, that will be set in motion, that are activated, like taking a, if you take these chemicals and you blend them together to make glue. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's called epoxy. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be right back to finish out hour one.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour of the programs through this final week are 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, KHNC 1360. Starting next Monday, the first hour of the programs will be played. These programs will be played at 6 a.m. on 1360 AM radio, and streamed. Everything is streamed on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC for both hours. A dose of reality. A dose of reality. By tomorrow morning, well, no, probably by midnight tonight, it's still going to be, it's like the floating chads. Everything is still floating. There'll be no winner in the morning unless God has a different plan. Maybe Kamala will be the winner and life goes on. Then, if she wins, then we're going to see what Barry Satoru is going to do. We're going to see what Barack Obama is going to do because January is coming. We're on the 20th, Inauguration Day. And it won't be Kamala and it won't be Donald. Last night, it was. I watched the final minutes of Trump's final rally, his address there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I really just felt good for him. Good for him. The individual that dominated the airwaves media internationally since 2015. Good for him. Good for him. He goes out like a king. He goes out with respect, with honor, with dignity. He goes out as an individual who did everything he could possibly do to help the people of this country and the people of the world. A great, noble king. And this is exactly what it says about him in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He's the only honorable king of the group of seven. The only one with any dignity whatsoever. He was a magnificent individual in just who he is as a person and what he tried to do, what he tried to accomplish on behalf of this country that he does love when he realized the criminals that had moved in and began to take over America. And he did what he could do to stop it. But that's not God's plan. He was not to do that. He was just a civil servant. He was the eye of the hurricane. Now we go to the second half of the hurricane. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com, both hours.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my